Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Munro Dodd. Now let's turn from the world of commodities pricing and trading on the Kansas City Board of Trade to a world that touches each of us every day, right in our homes and offices. That's the world in which things are made and built and fixed, the things we all use. It's a world inhabited by welders and cooks and auto mechanics and computer repair people, and its future is probably represented as well as anywhere by the Skills USA competition, which is taking place right this week in Bartle Hall downtown. With us are Al Babich, a retired technical educator in Kansas City, and the Northland Career Center. Al, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you.
And you also have two participants here with you.
Yes.
Caitlin McGee, who goes to Broadmoor Technical Center, practicing the culinary arts. And Caitlin, for our radio listeners, you are dressed in your chef's white top.
I am.
Welcome. And Kayla Davis, who goes to the Northland Career Center and is competing in the criminal justice category.
Yes, sir.
Talk about a hands-on activity. That's interesting. Al, tell us a little bit about the Skills USA competition and its presence in Kansas City.
Well, you know, presently they have we have about 5,995 competitors. That's we have as many competitors as we had the first year for everything.
Wow.
So it's ballooned up to 15,000 participants in one form or another. So there's like 98 hands-on skills that are judged, and you've got the best of the best in the nation participating and competing at Bartle Hall.
I try to think of the things I try to do myself around my house and can't do, such as cook or repair a faucet and mm-hmm. things like that, and thinking, you've got the people out there who are good at this and so much more that have made a career.
Well, you know, to put it in perspective, none of these particular competitions, none of these will be outsourced.
Yes.
You know, we think about people training for this or that or what. These people, you're not going to outsource a plumber, and you're not going to outsource a cosmetologist, you're not going to outsource a chef. So, in fact, 25% of all the jobs in the United States of America are represented by the students that are competing today. In other words, those occupations.
So there's a good, consistent future for almost all of them. And these guys who are here in Kansas City right now, including Caitlin and Kayla, are competing at the very highest level of these things.
Yeah, they won at their state level. In fact, Kayla was on a team that won last year on a team, and so this is her second time participating in the Nationals, but she's competing solo here.
Kayla, it's a little easier for those of us to imagine a welding competition or a cooking competition, but what kind of competition goes on in criminal – how are you judged in criminal justice?
For my class alone, like, we can choose two different routes. Last year, I competed in crime scene investigation, which I went in with a team of three. We had a mock crime scene, and we went through, collected the evidence properly so it can go into court, and we can basically nab the bad guy. This year, I'm competing in criminal justice, which now I take the role of as a police officer. I answer calls such as 911 hang-ups, domestic violence, anything along those lines.
Wow. And so it's we all know about CSI.
Yes.
From television. So it's become a something we might not have known 30 years ago, what those initials meant. Tell us about one of the times in the competition. When were you most nervous doing some of this stuff?
I'm most nervous when I'm dealing with a call that I've never had like any experience with, something – I don't know how to describe it exactly, but when I'm in those high-stress situations, that's where I thrive. I mean, I don't freeze up. I just work my way through it, and you have to problem solve. It's not something that your instructor can teach you. This is how you answer it. Law enforcement isn't black and white. It's that gray area.
It's not quite like Sherlock Holmes, who was dead certain of his assessment every time he went out there. All right, now, Caitlin, you're in the culinary competition. I got to ask the same question. I suppose you must cook stuff. When are you most nervous in that?
Pretty much the whole thing. I've been practicing. I've been practicing since March, actually, so I'm pretty comfortable with what I'm doing. I have to cook five things, so I now know my routine. I have my timings down, and I know all my recipes, so it's just making it and getting it on plate and making it look exactly like it's supposed to and making it taste good. I got to execute it is the big thing.
I think they do a three or four course.
Four. I have to make a salad with an emulsified dressing, a soup, a chicken entree, and a salmon entree.
Now, not only do they have to, you have to get it all right as far as following you, but I suppose it has to taste good?
Has to taste good, look good, be cooked good, perfect temperatures, everything.
And you are you under time constraints?
Yes. I have 30 minutes to make my salad, my soup, my salmon entree, and my chicken entree. But they do give me a certain amount of time to prep, so that's nice.
But it would be just like being in a real-life hectic kitchen world.
Exactly. Like when you see the shows like Chopped or something, you get a basket of food. Like they give me a certain menu, but they only supply so many different produce items and herbs and whatnot. So like I had my chicken dish and I was making a mushroom pan sauce with tarragon, but they don't have tarragon. So now I have to change my sauce and I'm going to do a lemon and thyme. So you just got to work with what you got. And if you know what they have and what can go good with different items, then I'll be fine.
So flexibility is as important as preparation.
Exactly.
And in CSI work, I assume there's some time limits, too, in the testing.
Oh, yes. When you can be in crime scene investigation, you get 30 minutes in the scene, working it, and then 30 minutes after the scene to process, get your reports done. But when it comes to criminal justice, you're in the scene until you feel like you've gone through it all, running the people, solving the problem, arresting who needs to be arrested.
Wow. Al, what are some other categories? There are 90 plus, right?
98, yeah. There's heating and air conditioning, welding, welding fabrication. One that they have down at American Royals is Teamworks, where they build project, and you have an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter. So not only do they have to work together and the timing, they have to submit their plans. You know, one thing about these young people is you don't have to ask them what they want to do when they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kayla is interested in going to the Citadel, and she's Navy and then eventually the FBI, right?
Yes, sir.
Very impressive. Anytime I've been around or near any kind of building contract, I mean project, I know that contracting is not something I want to get involved in because things can go wrong this side or the other. But you've got this is a team building thing. Mm-hmm. It is almost like a real life contracting effort, building a structure.
You're right, exactly. And they have to submit the plan on how they're going to do that. So it's more than just giving you the blueprints. There's a tripod in front and showing their plan in terms of like a flow chart. Because obviously you don't want to have different craftsmen getting in their way and. And I know Caitlin's dad is a chef, and she's wanting to go on and continue training in that area. And I think you said you wanted to open your own restaurant.
Something like that. I hope to be like my dad. He's about to open a restaurant off of 39th and Southwest Boulevard. It's going to be called Q39.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'll get to help with that.
I know that one of the things in the world is that people get trained for that entry-level position and then later may rise and may be managing other people and then go, you know, they didn't teach me anything about this in school. How far do these skills thing take you into the possibilities for your future, like running your own restaurant?
Really far, actually, because in my I go to Broadmoor Technical Center and learn everything. Like I had to do a project with making the menu, costing the menu out, learning how to budget and all those different kind of things. I know going to the Culinary Institute, you have to take like restaurant management. I was actually in a restaurant management class this past school year. I learned how to do front of the house, back of the house, all that kind of stuff. I was a host. It was really awesome to learn all that kind of stuff.
Do you evaluate your customer to decide what table to put him or her at?
It's actually Broadmoor was a reservation, basically reservation only. So you got assigned different tables, and because we had so many students in that, you only got two or three tables depending on how busy we were. So,
well, Kansas City, if this if you're interested in knowing how the world works on the basic level here and who's going to be doing this for us in the future, give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org, or you can tweet us. Our handle is KCURCST. And Kayla, in what about in criminal justice? That is, are you looking forward to a future maybe as a police chief or an FBI director?
Actually, right after I compete here, I'll be attending the Citadel this fall for college. And then I plan on going into the military, Navy branch as a surface warfare officer, and then possibly going into the FBI after that.
And are you hoping someday to run the show or just be the best at what you're doing?
I just, my main goal is just to help people, whether it's being out there and doing the work myself or being on the sidelines helping plan out the operations.
We've mentioned culinary and criminal justice, and we've mentioned contracting and other stuff. But there's 90-some-odd skills being tested here. What are some of the other? Computer repair?
Oh, yeah. Computer repair, internet workings, architectural drafting. I should have that sheet in front of me.
<That's right. laughs>
there's just too many mentioned. Uh-huh. It's open on Wednesday and Thursday, today and tomorrow. And you can walk down the Center Bartle Hall, and I've lived here all my life, and there are very few conferences or competitions, but take up total Bartle Hall. You're talking 16 football fields of just total competition. And they're American Royal, they're at the Municipal Auditorium, just all over the country. Or not the country, all over the city.
Participants are from all over the country, though,
yes.
Or from around the world.
Yes. Could be Puerto Rico, Virgin, you know, all over the place, yeah.
And when you walk down that aisle, it will be a 90-some-odd ring circus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could. In fact, in Caitlin's, you can look at their competition right next to its bakery, and then look to your right and you see welding. And then go down a little farther and you see cosmetology. And then over that, you got robotics. So it's just three ring circuses, put it mildly.
So can I pick up a few tips on fixing that faucet by going down to the plumbing competition or not?
Maybe if you could call an advisor, but most of the time you can't involve that. But sometimes that bakery comes out when they're done, and they also give the bread to the food pantry that's right next door. I think it's Trinity.
Huh.
So they donate leftover foods and commodities to that. So they're a real partner in this in being in Kansas City.
You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Monroe Dodd, and we're here talking to folks about the Skills USA competition underway right now at Bartle Hall. This competition has been here, I believe, since the early 90s.
Yeah, this is the 20th year.
Here.
Yes, and it's really kind of neat because of the typically, they came here for a three-year contract. They went around from city to city, and they came to Kansas City after 3 years, and they've stayed over 40% of the total existence of Skills USA. Skills USA will have their 50th anniversary next year, and they'll have been here 21 years. And they just liked it here, and they wanted to stay.
And this is, okay, the 50th anniversary, so there was somewhere else or a lot of other places the first 30 years of it.
Yes.
Okay. Got to ask you, Kayla. You've told us where you want to go with your career. You have your immediate plans laid out. What got you inspired to do this as opposed to anything else in the world?
Originally, back in middle school, I was a kid that knew what I wanted to do. I thought I was going to become a police officer. I joined the SWAT team, and that's how I was going to do it. I talked to my counselors, and right off the bat was like, what kind of classes do I need to take in high school? How do I prepare myself? And they actually just led me straight to a couple police officers within the area. And they spoke highly about the program up at Northland Career Center. So after talking with them, sending a few emails to the instructor himself, I went ahead and planned out the classes I needed to take so I could graduate on time.
What do you think was your inspiration back there somewhere in middle school?
My main inspiration was when I was younger, my father was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And when he was out of town and everything, it was just my mom, myself, and my younger brother. And I always loved helping my mom around the house, standing up for my brother. And I just had a drive to protect those around me. So that kind of just grew as I grew up.
And Caitlin, I guess the inspiration for you came from your own family doing
it. My dad. He's a big part of what I do today. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. I definitely wouldn't have won state if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't be where I am now.
Do you watch all those cooking shows on TV?
Sometimes I do. I know my dad does. He's really into the show Chopped.
Well, just for those of us who are not sure, is that mostly acrobatics and showmanship, or are they really teaching something on there?
I think they're really teaching something. Huh. They get to learn how to use different ingredients with different, they give you so many different and weird things to put together, and to see people give you this plate and it looks so pretty and it tastes so good, I think it's awesome.
It sort of gets back to how things are made, right? How stuff works.
Yeah, like who knew that salt and pineapple went together? Like weird things like that you learn at Chopped. So,
Al, on the let's say the welding competition. Mm-hmm. I'm just grabbing out of thin air. Now, how many contestants would you have in that competition, and who's judging it, and what's involved?
Well, we have judges all over the nation. Mm-hmm. We have a good representative representation from the local welding. We have a lot of industry people that come in and do the judging, not just instructors.
People who do this stuff for a living.
Right, exactly. And for instance, welding, you just think you're gluing something together with a metal, but there's all different kinds. There's vertical, over your head. If you saw the product at the end of the thing, it's almost a sculpture compared, because they're demonstrating all different kinds of welds, like pipe and regular, just straight welds and those types of things.
I've heard that aluminum welding is difficult. Do they do that?
Yeah. We had kids at our school that could weld an aluminum pop can. Can you imagine cutting that apart and then welding it back together? That's a skill.
It's difficult enough to imagine welding at all, definitely over your head or pop cans or the other stuff. But they're having a time constraint too, the welders, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
They have to finish in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, and the welding programs here in Kansas City are linked up with the Iron Workers Union, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of cooperation with the local industries, the unions, and we're with the Carpenters Apprenticeship Program for our carpenter program. So,
if you're involved in the building trades, the culinary trades, the criminal justice area, or any number of other areas and interested in this, give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And if there's anyone who's supposed to be at this competition and doesn't have to compete right now and wants to give us a call, please do at those numbers. We're also at centralstandard@kcur.org. Caitlin and Kayla both are with us. Kayla is competing in the criminal justice area, Caitlin in culinary arts. Let me start with you, Kayla. You won a state competition to get here.
Yes, sir.
Where did that take place?
That actually took place over by Lynn State Technical College. They hosted the competition itself, mm-hmm. and they actually had us in the students' housing area. So we were isolated off. We had our squad room, and then we ran out to the other buildings to answer all of our calls.
Okay, and you never knew what to expect at the college?
Oh, no, never.
All right, Caitlin, what about your competition?
It was up at the Art Institute off of I-35. They had a actual kitchen that we get to work in, as to where at Nationals we get a big room with a electrical stove. But at State it was a lot nicer. We got to cook on gas, and we got actual wood tables, and we had a big rack next to us with all of our pots and pans and whatnot. And we had our time restrictions, and they were a little bit more lenient than Nationals is, but definitely got to me where I am today.
But everybody that's in there with you guys competing is pretty seriously involved in what they're doing. There's no people just there's occasional.
I'd say some of them, there's a big portion of them that are just doing it to do it. That's where I know Kayla and I are doing it to win scholarships and to
clearly
go to college. So
had to do this stuff.
Yeah.
So when they were lenient on you, how so? What could you get away with?
Like, in our packets, they told us we were only allowed to have, a fourth of a pound of butter. They let us use however much butter we wanted. They're just different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't supposed to bring different stuff to use so that it was an equal thing for all of our different chefs there. Some people brought boxes of pots and pans, paper towels, all the stuff that we weren't supposed to bring. They let them use it all. So, technically speaking, the three of us that went from Broadmoor, we didn't bring anything. So not only did we use what we were given, but we showed that we could use just those little amounts of stuff that we were given.
And you played by the rules and got it and won anyway.
Yeah.
I suppose that down at Bartle Hall, Al Babich, the rules are more strictly enforced.
Oh, yeah. In fact, in the state of Missouri, there was a time where they went back, especially in culinary arts, where they wanted the state competition to be as close to the national competition as possible, because otherwise you're putting those students at a disadvantage when they compete. I just want to make a comment about Kayla. She said that she did like to protect her friends, but she's a third degree black belt, so she can really protect people. So I don't think that she's going to have any problem at the Citadel as a female.
Well, Kayla, your friends are safe from me if that's the case, as if I ever wanted to go after anybody. What about the physical danger involved in police work? You know it's out there.
Oh, I know it's out there, but you have to be willing to take that risk. I understand that you can't put a price on someone's life, but my goal is if I can put my life in danger to save at least one person, then I'm doing something right. Huh. I understand that in my contest area itself, officer safety is the number one thing. But as I get out into the world, I want to make sure that, yes, I'm going to keep that in mind, but also I'm looking out for everyone around me, whether it's the person sitting next to me, my fellow police officer, or just the community itself. I want to make sure that they have an atmosphere where they can thrive in. They're not living in fear of the man down the street or fear of something that they heard in the media.
And Caitlin, in the restaurant business, every week in the newspaper and on the website, you see the list of the health department violations. Restaurants can do ill also. What kind of things go into making sure food is safe when you enter these competitions?
I think the HACCP plan is a big one. It's a HACCP plan is where you go and you make a list of everything you have to do at certain times, like make sure you clean this many times a week and, you know, all that kind of stuff to go and play. Definitely make sure all your produce and all of your ingredients and everything are fresh and day-to-day delivery so that – and like I know we keep things at certain temperatures for a certain amount of time. You can only keep so many things at a certain temperature. Like you have the temperature danger zone, which is from 41 to 135. And if you have stuff in that danger zone for a certain amount of time, it's no good anymore. So I know people keep it in refrigerators or they heat to plate or different things like that.
And a bad dish somewhere and a customer who's unhappy can lead to an end of a reputation, maybe a career, and, and maybe even a restaurant itself.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you guys. Our guests for the second part of the show today have been Al Babich, retired technical educator in Kansas City, Caitlin McGee, who's going to look for a career in the culinary arts, and Kayla Davis, who's looking forward to a career in criminal justice. You're all together here to talk about the Skills USA competition down at Bartle Hall, underway right now. And as I understand, Al, we can go down and look at this today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And it's if you just go to Bartle Hall and just walk down the center, it's amazing. I think what really heartens me is the fact that these kids are committed.
That's great. Now, you can listen to this program again, subscribe to our podcast, or listen to any of our previous programs on the Central Standard page of KCUR.org. Tomorrow, Central Standard will explore the best offbeat vacations in the region. Up to Date is next with a look at local music. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Ross Steinmetz. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I'm Monroe Dodd. This is KCUR, and have a good day.